सहनावतु सहनौमनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं
वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं. सो युधिष्ठिर फर्स्ट टाइम ही गैम्बल्ड एंड ही लॉस्ट एवरीथिंग इंक्लूडिंग द्रौपदी. देन धृतराष्ट्र गेव अ बून. Since I didn't do anything, you can ask for a boon. So Draupadi said, you release all my 5 husbands. So they were released. Second time again, Yudhishthir, Dhritarashtra called for the gambling game. Again accepted. Second time. He didn't learn from his first mistake. The only weakness Yudhishthir had was the gambling. Second time also, he lost everything. So this time condition was that if you lose everything, then you have to go to forest for 12 years. And plus one more year, you have to be in Ajnatvas. You should not be seen by anybody. If you are seen, then again you have to repeat 12 years of Vanvas, again 1 year of Ajnatvas. So after 12 years, all 5 Pandava and Draupadi, one by one, entered the Matsya Desh, and the king was Virat. They took different assignments. It's not that 5 Pandava and Draupadi at a time came that we want some job. It's not like that. They came with a different name. And one became the in charge of cowherd, cowshed. Another became in charge of stable. Arjun became Vyadnalai and started teaching dance and singing to Uttara, daughter of Virat. Draupadi became maid of Virat's wife and her name was Sudesna. So Sudesna's brother was Kichak. Kichak was the commander of that army of King Virat. So now Kichak fell for Draupadi. He wanted to marry her. So Sudesna and Kichak started planning, both together, brother and sister started planning. So they said, Draupadi, Kichak want to see you in private. I also will be there. Draupadi understood there is something golmaal. I should not go. So Draupadi contacted Bhim that I think something is fishy here. They want to meet me. Kichak wants to meet me in private and I am not comfortable. You come with me. And she went there. Kichak's intention was bad. There was a fight. Kichak was killed by Bhim. When Kaurav came to know about this, that the Kichak had been killed, so they thought now this is the time to invade Matsya Desh because the Raja is now weak. Raja Virat is weak now. So from the north side, they attacked and Yudhishthir Bhim, from the south side, Yudhishthir Bhim and Raja Virat went to defend the state, kingdom. Yudhishthir came from the north side. Who will go to the north side? Then it was decided the son of Virat was Uttar, daughter was Uttara. And Brihadnala, teacher of Uttara, he said, I will be your chariot. He was Arjun. I will be charioteer, you come with me. And they defeated Kaurav. Then Kaurav realized, how that can be? It must be Arjun there. And that was the last day of 13th year. So Pandav were not recognized by anybody. Now they came and claimed the kingdom. We have completed 12 years and 1 year of Ajnatvas also. Now you return my kingdom. Duryodhan was not ready to give. Dronacharya, Bhagwan Krishna, Bhishma, they all said, you should share, you give them something. Pujya Gurudev used to say that when Lord Krishna went there as an ambassador of Pandav to negotiate, he said, okay, if you don't want to return kingdom, okay, you give me 5 villages for 5 Pandava. Duryodhan said, no. Okay, you give me in 1 village 5 houses? No. Okay, then you give me in 1 multi-story 5 flats for 5 Pandav. No. Okay, give me 1 flat with 5 bedrooms. No. Then Lord said, nothing can be done. We have to establish the dharma. The righteousness is to be established. And war was decided, declared, that we will take kingdom from you and you all have to come in the battlefield and it will be decided there. Both parties agreed. It is said it took about 12 years' time to prepare for that. Because the army standing on the both sides were nearly 40 lakh people, 4 million people army were there on the both sides. Then both Duryodhan and Arjun went to Krishna for help. Krishna said, yes, I am ready to help you. I have got 11 Akshoni Sena. In one Akshoni is more than 200,000 people. One of you can take 11 Akshoni. On the other side, I will go without weapon. So Duryodhan decided, it was given first chance. He decided, I will take 11 Akshoni Sena. What Krishna will do? Without weapon. But Arjun knew that the victory is there where Krishna is. So Arjun said, no, I will take Lord Krishna. So what we learn from this part of the story, evil mind, greedy mind do not grab opportunity. Duryodhan mind was evil. He was greedy. He was not even ready to give an a little bit also. You want to grab everything. So they don't take this opportunity. He should have taken opportunity. He didn't take. And what was the result of that? The result was that all Kauravas were destroyed. Whole family was destroyed. So we see that adharma will bring dukkha. If you follow unrighteous means, you may think I have one today, nobody detected. But ultimately, you have to pay for it. Second thing, do not have an evil mind. Always remove the evil portion from your mind. The moment you come to know that something is wrong is going in the mind, okay, try to remove it. Greed breeds disaster. Lobe, I want more. It will bring disaster. Grab opportunity for peace. If you get an opportunity, suppose you have done something wrong, opportunity of peace is coming, grab it at that time. Grab it. Many times we have seen people go to the court and fight throughout their life. They don't grab the opportunity if somebody, other party is coming for conciliation. You should accept it. and be always on the side of dharma. Always be side on the dharma, because that will give you good result here and hereafter also. So now the battle was decided. Both the parties, they came to Kurukshetra. 11 Akshauhini Sena of Kaurav, 7 Akshauhini Sena of Pandav, Lord Krishna with Arjun, he was his charioteer, Partha Sarathi. When he reached there, Arjun knew what was his job. For 12 years they were preparing that they have to fight with Kaurav. When Arjun came, he told Bhagwan that I want to see who are the people standing on the other side ready to fight with me. Bhagwan said, okay. So Bhagwan took the rath, chariot, and parked it just before Bhishma and Dronacharya. Arjun saw Bhishma Pitama is my grandsire and Dronacharya my teacher, and all the people on the Kaurav side were all my cousins, relatives only. Then Shrestha Dhanurdhar Arjun, something happened, some emotions came. He became so weak that the Gandiv, the bow and arrow, they fell from his hand. He sat down and started crying. Mahatma called it was Arjun disease. What is this Arjun disease? Arjun disease is, ye mere hain, main inka ho. I belong to them, they belong to me. This disease is still there. Most of us, we are struck by this disease. Ye mere hain, main inka ho. My children, my parents, my. So Lord treated this sickness with Vedantic truth. He didn't give any medicine. With the Vedantic truth he treated. And that treatment took only 2.5 hours. He gave the sermon of Bhagavad Gita. And the same Arjun, who was emotionally a wreck, got up, started fighting, and won the battle. When he saw the people on the other side, he found that the Bhishma Pitama has got the Ichha Mrityu. If he wants to die, he will die, otherwise he will never die. Who gave him this boon? To Bhishma, whose earlier name was Devbrata. Who gave him this boon? Don't worry. Bhagwan has said in Bhagavatam that in Kali Yuga the people have got mand buddhi, mand bhagya. It's not your fault. It's manufacturer's defect. You know? We forget. Yes? Santanu. Who was Santanu? His father. Why he gave that boon? Because he took a vow that he will not marry. He gave the word to Satyavati's father. And he renounced his right on the kingdom. Therefore, father gave him that boon, Ichchamrityu. Other person standing in the Kaurav side was Dronacharya. Who was Dronacharya? Guru of both Kaurav and Pandava. So Guru knows the weakness of each and every student. If you are teacher or professor, then you must be knowing each student's capacity and ability. So he was afraid of Dronacharya also, because my guru knows my weakness. And Karna was there, Surya Putra, with the kavach and all that, he also has got the power. So these three people he was afraid of. Very difficult to defeat them or kill them. So in Vishwarup Darshan, everything is happening in 2.5 hours. Everything is happening there, and Lord Krishna in Vishwarup swore to Arjun, the first bullet or the first arrow has not yet been shot. He swore that all these people, Bhishma Pitama, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, Karna, everybody is entering in his mouth. That means everybody will die. Therefore, he says to Arjun, Nimitra Matram Bhava Sabhyasachin. O Sabhyasachi, you become only Nimitra Matra. Be an instrument in the hand of Lord. Now war started. 8-9 days passed. They are fighting. They are not able to defeat Bhishma. At that time, war used to be like a different type, you know. From sunrise to sunset, they will fight, and after that, they will go to the camp and they can again come and meet each other. So Yudhishthir went to Bhishma. Bhishma was commander-in-chief of Kauravas and asked him how Pandav can win this war. Batao. Bhishma told his secret. If I keep on fighting, I can never be killed. You can never defeat me. But if a woman comes from your side to fight with me, then I will not wield my weapon. I will not take my weapon. And in your side, there is one person, Shikhandi, who has changed his gender. He was born as a princess Shikhandini. After changing gender, she was female, became male. Dekho, us time bhi hota tha, change of gender. And who is this Shikhandini? She is the Amba. Have you heard the name of Amba? Amba, Ambika, Ambalika. Amba said, I am in love with somebody. Bhishma said, okay, you go back. Then that gentleman also said, since you have been taken by Bhishma, I am not going to accept you. She came back, asked Bhishma, you got married. Now you have to marry me. He said, how can I marry? I have given a vow that I will be a celibate whole life. I can't marry. Then she cursed Bhishma and she died. Well, that Amba is Shikhandini, that Shikhandi is Shikhandi. If Shikhandi comes in front from your side, then I will not lift my weapon. So tomorrow you do this thing. You bring him into the forefront. That is what the Pandav they did. From this part of the story, we learn revere your elders. Even if he is on the enemy side, Yudhishthir went there, revered, and he gave the secret also. So when Shikhandi was placed in the forefront, Bhishma Pitama did not lift his weapon. Then Lord said, now you start, Arjun. Now you start throwing arrow on Bhishma. So he pierced his body, but still not dying. Ichhamritu is there. So he fell down and he was lying on the bed of arrows. He called Arjun, make a pillow for me. So Arjun immediately struck two more arrows and make a pillow. Head rested. He told Arjun, I am thirsty. Get me water. Another one arrow and Ganga came. Still not dying. So therefore, first thing, we should be instrument in the hand of Lord. And number two, live by dharma as Bhishma and Arjun. Now, after the fall of Bhishma, what happened? Dronacharya was made commander-in-chief on the Kaurav forces. Bhishma is lying there. War is going on. It happened on the 10th day. After that, further 8 days, the war continued. Kaurav trapped Abhimanyu in the Chakravyuh and killed him by unfair means. Abhimanyu was also killed. Later, Drona, Karna, Duryodhan died. And on the 18th day, war ended. Pandavas were declared victorious. Vijay, you won it. Then Ashwatthama, son of Dronacharya, he wanted to take revenge of his father's death. On the 18th day night, he went to the camp of Pandav. Draupadi was there with 5 children. So Ashwatthama thought they are 5 Pandavas sleeping. He killed them. When they came to know that this has happened, Draupadi started crying. Then Lord Krishna and Arjun went and caught this Ashwatthama, brought him before Draupadi and said, now you tell me what is to be done with him. Should we kill him? We'll kill him. As you all know, Draupadi said, as I am crying for my children, his mother, Dronacharya's wife, will also cry for this Ashwatthama, so don't kill him. You tonsor his head, save his head, take his money, that means it is equal to death for a Brahman. So that was done and he was released. Now Pandav returned to Hastinapur, met uncle Dhritarashtra, begged pardon for the killing of all Kaurava sons, their cousins. Gandhari held responsible Krishna. It is because of you. You said dharma is to be done. All my 100 children have died. Therefore, I curse you that your Yadav vans will also be destroyed. All the Yadav vans. Krishna said, it is not my fault. It is your fault. Why did you bandage your eyes? You should have seen the adharma being done by your children. You should have given guidance that you should follow dharma. You all supported adharma, and that is the result of adharma. So Pandav started performing the last rites of the departed. All those people, Kaurav and everybody, those who have departed, they started doing Shraddha and all that. At that time, Kunti informed that we have to do the last rites of Karna also. She kept this secret that was worrying her for the whole life. From the birth of Karna to the death of Karna, she kept it secret. Now the last rite of Karna was also done. So cause of cursing Krishna by Gandhari is because of attachment to the sons. The reason for cursing Lord Krishna was attachment to sons. It is very easy to blame others. We also blame others. If my son or if my child has something wrong, we don't see a fault of my child. We always see the fault in others. And we are ready to fight. And the children will become friends again within 1 hour. And the parents will not speak for many months. So Kaurav lost their lives. Yadav also paid price for their deeds. So everybody pays price for his own actions. Sooner or later, we all have to pay. When we are attached to somebody, then the judgment will be always wrong. Always it will be one-sided judgment. You always will think of only one person with whom you are attached. We should be open-minded to follies and be gracious to accept the curse of others also. Lord was gracious, accepted the curse of Gandhari. Now Yudhishthir was made king of Hastinapur. Lord Krishna said, you go and take all the advices, opinion from Bhishma Pitama, he is still there. And Lord blessed Bhishma that you will be pain-free as long as you want to stay. Even lying on the bed of arrows, he was pain-free, no pain. And Yudhishthira asked many questions of politics and rules and regulations, everything. Bhishma, all he gave. After giving all the sermons, all the advice to Yudhishthira, he dropped his body as per his own wish. Dhritarashtra, Gandhari and Kunti renounced the Grihastha Ashram. Vidur came back and told, what are you doing? Now you are no more king. You are dependent on Yudhishthir. All your children are killed. You are still attached to palace and comfort. So Dhritarashtra, Gandhari and Kunti, one generation, they went to forest and in forest fire, all three died. Krishna also on this side came to Dwaraka, ruled for 36 years. After that, the time has come, the curse to become true, Gandhari's curse. So boys of Yaduvans, they went for picnic. They saw some saint there. So one of the boys took one pestle, put it in his stomach, tied it with something, as if looking he is pregnant. They asked question to the saint, tell me whether there will be a boy or a girl. The saint said, neither it will be boy nor girl. But this will become, the pestle will become the cause for the destruction of whole Yaduvans. So they wanted, they grinded the whole thing, the pestle, dust. But still some part was left. They threw it in the river. One fish ate that small piece of nail type of thing. Fish was caught by one fisherman. That again the nail was fitted to some arrow. And one hunter one day, one Lord Krishna was sitting in Prabhas Chetri. He has come. He knows everything what is going to happen. Prabhas Chetri was sitting. Some hunter seeing that it is, seeing the feet of Lord, he was thinking that some deer is drinking some water. Hit from a distance and that arrow hit Lord. Started bleeding. That hunter came and he saw Lord is sitting there. So he started lamenting, crying, asked for forgiveness and all that. Lord said, no, don't worry, I know what is going to happen. And Lord disappeared from there. You see, you will find the bodies of avatar, the incarnation Ram or Krishna, is not made like our bodies, made of Panch Mahabhut. It is not Panch Mahabhut. These are divine bodies, Divya. They just disappear. Lord disappeared. Nothing remained. Lord Ram, when he wanted to leave this world, he just went to the river Sarju and disappeared there. We don't have any tomb or samadhi of any of our avatar. You will not find any avatar samadhi somewhere. It's a Divya. So Pandav slowly also started ruling, and after that they met Parikshit. Parikshit was the grandson. So they were also slowly becoming old. They met King Parikshit as king, and all five Pandav with Draupadi, they went for Swarga Arohan, going to the heaven. This is near Badri, Badri Narayan in Himalaya, and after that is the Swarga Arohan path. You can go to heaven that way. So one by one, all the Pandavas except the Yudhishthira and Draupadi, everybody dropped their body. They could not reach heaven. Only Yudhishthira and a dog, they reached there. At that time, Indra, the king of heaven, came to receive Yudhishthira. Chalo, now you can come to heaven. He said, my dog will also come because dog is with me. He said, no, the dog is not permitted. You can go. He said, no, I'm not going that. If you want to take me to Swarga, heaven, you have to take this dog also. When he declined, that dog became Dharmaraj. Dharmaraj. And Dharmaraj then said, okay, Yudhishthira, now you come with me. I will take you to the Swarga. And they went to the Swarga. So this part of the story tells us that we should live by dharma. Follow the dharma. Ultimately, you will reach the ultimate goal. Number two, have attitude of gratitude toward everybody, each being. Yudhishthira was grateful to that dog. He gave company till up to that. Everybody all dropped, but the dog continued. Do not think anyone inferior to God. God is in everyone. So thus we see summarily, we have seen many stories I have not told you. It will take months if I start narrating whole story. So Mahabharata started with the Shantanu's desire, one desire. Desire to marry Ganga, desire to marry Satyavati, and he was all caught up. We also all are caught up with one desire. We wanted to get married. After that, what happened? The sansar. And now we are all engrossed in that sansar. Whole our time, waking period time, is all going there. We are not able to do any spiritual sadhana. The saga continues because of the attachment. Attachment of Dhritarashtra to Duryodhana. We also are attached to many things. Sentient and inner. We are attached to our children. We are attached to our relatives, friends. An inner thing also. So long we are attached, the jeep's journey of birth and death will continue. Attachment is the cause for all of this thing. Lord is always on the side of dharma. Where there is Lord, victory is in that side. Lord was with Arjun, victory was with Arjun. The story of Mahabharata itself has a philosophical significance. The whole story, all the stories which are coming in the Mahabharata, all each of them has got the significance. So when we study, don't study it as a story. It all has got significance behind it. So with this, we enter into Bhagavad Gita, chapter 1.
Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha.
Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha.
Atha Prathamo Dhyayah.
Atha Prathamo Dhyayah.
Dhritarashtra Uvacha.
Dhritarashtra Uvacha.
Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre.
Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre.
Samaveta Yuyutsavah.
Samaveta Yuyutsavah.
Mamaka Pandavaschaiva.
Mamaka Pandavaschaiva.
Kimakurvata Sanjaya.
Kimakurvata Sanjaya.
Dhritarashtra Uvacha, together. Dhritarashtra Uvacha. Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre. Samaveta Yuyutsavah. Mamaka Pandavaschaiva. Kimakurvata Sanjaya.
So Bhagavad Gita is the song of Lord. There are 700 verses in that, 18 chapters. And it starts with the word dharma chetri. The first word is dharma. And it ends with niti mati mama. Last word is mama. So the first word is dharma, last word is mama. Dharma, mama. Mama means my. Dharma means duty. What is my duty? What is my kartavya karma in this human form? So in Bhagavad Gita, you will find your duties mentioned there. Duties according to your varna and ashram. Varna and ashram is as a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Not based on the caste. It is all based on Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. It is permutation and combination of Sattva, Rajas and Tamas which make a person Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Ashram means Brahmacharya ashram, Grihastha ashram, Vanaprastha ashram and Sannyasa ashram. So according to varna and ashram, duties are stated in Bhagavad Gita or other scriptures also. But what is most important duty? Mama dharma is to know your own true Atman, your true nature. The goal of the first goal of life should be to you should know your own true nature. Who are you? When we introduce ourselves, then we say, I am so and so. Are, this is the name of body. You tell you, I am a doctor, engineer, that is your profession. I am son of so and so. You are telling about your lineage, your family. But who are you? That we don't know. So we should know our true nature. So where will you get this information? You will get in Gita, you will get in Upanishad, you will get in Brahma Sutra. These three texts are called Prasthan Trayi. Trayi means three. Gita, Upanishad and Brahma Sutra. Prasthan, what is the meaning of Prasthan? Have you heard this word Prasthan? Have you ever visited Indian airport? Here you will find departure, arrival. There in Hindi they will say in departure, Prasthan. Arrival, Agaman. So if you study Gita, Upanishad and Brahma Sutra, you will start walking. Walking toward goal. What is the goal? To know my own true nature. That is goal. Who am I? Self-realization can happen only when one performs action without ego and egocentric desires. The main problem is ego, ahankariness, and the egocentric desires means selfish desire. Slowly, slowly we'll come to know that ego and egocentric desires create more and more vasanas, tendencies, more and more likes and dislikes. In human birth only, we can reduce or destroy all the vasanas, all our likes and dislikes, tendencies can be reduced to zero in human birth. In no other birth it is possible. In the form of a tree or in the form of an animal or bird, you cannot do it. You cannot think of dharma and adharma. You cannot think of ego and egocentric desires at that time. Only in human form you can do it. So if you can reduce your vasana, then you become fit for the knowledge. Self-realization is God-realization. Atma-darshanam, Ishwa-darshanam. In Upadesa Raman Maharshi says, Atma-darshan, if you have seen your own true nature, it is Ishwar-darshan. It is God-realization only. There are many Mahavakya in Upanishad. One of the Mahavakya is Tattvamasi. This is knowledge. Jiva Brahma Aikya is knowledge. Jeev is Brahma, is the knowledge. But this will happen only when the mind is purified. So Tat means that means Ishwar or Brahman. Tvam means Jiva. Asi means that Ishwar is Jeev. So first six chapter, 1 to 6 relates to Jiva, Tvampada. 7 to 12 chapters of Bhagavad Gita relate to Tat, Ishwar Pada. And 13 to 18 relate to the, which shows the identity between Jiva and Ishwar. Oneness of Jiva and Ishwar. And all the scripture tells about three things, Jiva, Jagat and Ishwar. We have got many questions about who is this Jiva, where from this Jiva has come, what is this Jagat, who created this Jagat, who is this Ishwar, I am not able to see the Ishwar, why the people are worshipping Ishwar. So we have all these questions will be answered in Bhagavad Gita. In our next class, we will see the elementary, our BMI chart, and what changes are going to happen if we study the 18th chapter, 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita. That we'll also see where actually is the fault, how Bhagavad Gita is going to change it, how we will become purified. In a very simple way, we'll see it. And after that, we start with our verse by verse, slok by slok, we will go ahead. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Rupyo Namaha Hari Om.
As you can hear Pujya Ankalji going through a very incisive analysis of each of these book chapters, each of the Bhagavad Gita chapters, and we are fortunate this batch is actually enjoying it from the beginning. So you've been able to hear the introduction. So this is truly, we are truly blessed that Pujya Ankalji is giving us these discourses. So we should all do what we can do outside of these lectures in a manner that we can continue to follow and do our sadhana at home. So one thing is we are asking that everyone please carry this Bhagavad Gita book with them. We'll be giving them out no charge to you. After the conclusion, Pujya Ankalji will be distributing that. So please take one per family and please always bring one with you. That's part of our sadhana. Another thing we want to just announce is that all the adults, study group members who are here and those who have not been able to come, we all will be getting together on the 21st of October, which is Sunday, in the afternoon for an informal meeting, just as a group. As you can see, we have three sessions and there are people like you who are coming in the other sessions. This will give you a chance to not only meet your own group, but also meet with the other Kindle Life group or Bhajagovindam groups and, you know, form a sort of a friendship and bond. And during that time, we'll have the presence of Vivekji. He has been here before. He's the Acharya from our the Niagara Falls Canada Center. He also goes to Pittsburgh, Cleveland, number of other centers. He has been here many times himself. So it'll be a wonderful afternoon. It's for the whole family. If you are coming by yourself to the study classes, bring your spouse with you. Or if you can bring your friends who have not been able to come. So we'll be inviting all the adults, but particularly for those who have been coming here to the, on a regular basis. But bring people who have not been coming, and this is a way for us to informally meet people. So 21st of October, Sunday at 2 o'clock, right here. And we'll be sending out flyers and your study group, Sevaks, will be giving more information.